Today's shir is Masechta Shabbos, Daf Samach. We will begin on Daf Nuntes Amid Bey, 6 lines from the bottom. Continuing with the dinim that the Mishnah taught us, what a woman may or may not wear on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah, that a woman should not go out on Shabbos. She should not wear a ring that doesn't have on it a signet. So as we learned previously, they had rings with a signet. They were primarily used for business. And they had rings without a signet. A ring, so the Mishnah is saying that the ring without a signet is indeed a piece of jewelry. And technically, a woman should be allowed to wear it on Shabbos. But as we're learning the entire parak, the reason that she's not allowed to wear it on Shabbos is because Chazal were concerned that she may take off the ring and show it to her friend and carry it. So obviously the deek in the Mishnah is, ha-yesh l'cha etzem, that if it had on it a signet, for such a ring, chayiv chattis. For that, she's chayiv chattis, because that's not considered alma, it's not considered a tachshit. It's interesting that the Rishonim point out that our Gemara is learning this din through a diyuk. But there's no real reason to learn this from a diyuk, because this din, that a woman may not wear a ring with a signet on it, is an explicit Mishnah later in the parak in Daf Samach Beis. So the question is, why did we have to learn it from a diyuk? So I saw that the Rishonim say, from here we learn that sometimes a diyuk is more powerful of a the Gemara prefers to learn something from a diyuk versus something which is explicit. Alma, but always see clearly that's not considered a tachshit. Verminu, ask the Gemara, there's a Mishnah Masechta Kelim. The Mishnah Masechta Kelim says, Tachshitei Noshim Tameim, women's jewelry are Mekabel Tuma. And the Mishnah says, Ve'elein Tachshitei Noshim, what are kshite jewelry, katlos, chokers, nezomen, earrings, tabas, rings. The tabas, says the Gemara, that's being discussed in that Mishnah, is ben sheyesh lo achosim, ben she'en lo achosim, whether it has a signet on it or it doesn't. The nizmei af and nose rings. So we have a question. We just learned, based on our Mishnah, and as we said, based on the Mishnah later in our Perek, that a ring with a signet is not a tachshit. And here we see that it is a tachshit. Answers the Gemara, Amrab Zera, Loikasha. Ha, our Mishnah follows the opinion of Reb Nechemya. Reb Nechemya's opinion is that the main part of the ring is the signet. And therefore, a woman who typically in those days did not do business, the halacha is, it's not considered a tachshit for her. Ha, and therefore, a woman wearing such a ring on Shabbos would be chayiv chattis. For ha, our Mishnah follows the opinion of the Rabbanan, who say that the main part of the Mishnah Masechta Kelim, rather, follows the opinion of the Rabbanan, who says that the main part of the ring is the ring, and the ring is a ring, whether it has a signet or not, and therefore the Mishnah says that it's always considered a tachshit. Says the Gemara de Tanya, where do we find this machloikis of Rav Nechemya and Rabbanan? So as we've discussed many times in our Masechta, the halach is that metal kalim are always mekabel tuma. Kli matchis are always mekabel tuma. Wood kalim are mekabel tuma only if it has a base kibble. But if it doesn't have a base kibble, it's not mekabel tuma. If it doesn't have a receptacle, it's not mekabel tuma. So the Braisa teaches us, hisha matchis, if the ring was made out of metal, v'choismai shal almai, and the signet was made out of wood. So then it's tamei, it's mekabel tuma. He shall almoik, but if the ring was made out of wood, v'choismoi shal matchis, and the signet was made out of metal, it's tahira, because it's pshuti kli eitz. It's a kli eitz that doesn't have a base kibble. And a piece of wood that doesn't have a base kibble is not mekabel tumah. But ask Tosfos, why are we saying that this is a piece of, that this is considered like a piece of wood that doesn't have a base kibble? It does have a base kibble. It has a place where you put the signet into, so that should be considered a base kibble. So Tosfos answers, since the signet, the C, is put into that hole in the wood ring, and it remains there all the time, so then something which is there all the time is not called a base kibble. The definition of a base kibble, the definition of a receptacle, is something that sometimes you can fill it up and sometimes you don't. Something which is there all the time is not considered a base kibble. Continues the Gemara, Rav Nechemya and Metame. Rav Nechemya disagrees. Rav Nechemya says that a wooden ring with a metal signet is mekabel tumah. Why? Shayu Rav Nechemya Omer. Rav Nechemya says, "B'tabas hoylech acha choisma." By a ring, the most important part is the signet. And therefore, if the signet is made out of metal, even though it's not mekabel, it doesn't have a base kibble, by metal doesn't make a difference to me. Come, say to Rishonim. So not only is Rav Nechemya arguing, Rav Nechemya is saying just the opposite of the Chachamim. What do I mean to say? That according to Rav Nechemya, the main thing is the Chosim. So if the Chosim is metal and the ring is wood, it will be mekabel tumah. What about if the chosim will be metal and the ring is... What about the chosim will be wood and the ring will be metal? It will not be mekabel tumah because the ring is not counted. What I look at is the chosim, and the chosim is wood. So Nechemya always goes, b'tabas hoylech acha chosmai. B'oil, when we speak about a yoke, he says we go after some minor. We look at the pegs that... The pegs that they used to fit into the holes on either side of the axe's head, they hold the bars in place. And since they hold the bars in place, they are the main part of the yoke. Bekulav, when we speak about a display board, which was wide at the bottom, narrow at the top, and people would stand in front of the windows of the shops, and they would have on these pillars different materials that they would sell. And they would have nails on these pillars where they would hang the various merchandise that they're selling. Says Rav Nechemya, the main part is the nail where you're going to hang what you're trying to sell. And since that's the main part where what you want to try to sell, that is what we look at. And if it's metal, it's mekabel tumah. If it's not metal, it's not mekabel tumah. Besulam, when we look at a ladder, we look at the rungs. The rungs are the main part of the ladder. And again, we have to look at what material they're made out of. If they're made out of metal, it's mekabel tumah. If it's made out of wood, it's not mekabel tumah. Ba'arse, when we talk about a scale. So a scale has different parts. There's the vertical bar, then there's the chains, on which they put the pans, which they would weigh, and then they would have a beam across the top. So, says Rebbe Lezer, we follow the Shal Shaloysov. We look at the chains. The chains, according to him, are the most important part of the scale. The Chamaim, because that's what holds the pans, what you want to weigh. The Chamaim, Hakol Hoylech Acha Mamed. Whatever provides the support is what's considered the Iker part of the Keli. So say the Rabbanon, since what holds the support of these of a ring is the ring part, not the signet part, that's why that's what's considered the main part of the ring. So now everything works. According to Rabbanon, a ring status is dependent on the ring itself, whereas according to Rabbi Nechemya, we look at the segment. So therefore, a ring is indeed considered a tachshit, according to the Chachamim, because we look at the ring, and a ring is a tachshit, not according to Reb Nechemya. So the Mishnah said, the Mishnah that we just quoted the opinion of Hakol Hoylech Acha Mamed. So there's a beautiful vort from the Baal HaTanya. The Baal HaTanya in the Sefer HaTanya makes an interesting observation. He says that the mitzvah of Munah, the mitzvah of believing in Hashem, is not listed as one of the mitzvahs asay. And he asks, shouldn't that be one of the mitzvahs asay? So he answers that we know, as the Gemara says, Boch HaBakuk v'midim al-achas v'tzadik b'munoso yichya. What do we learn from there? That Emunah is the foundation of Kol HaTorah Kulo. So says the Baal HaTanya, our Gemara just taught us that Hachal Hoylach Acha HaMamid. Emunah is the mamid of the entire Torah. So the Emunah is like the foundation. So he says, just like the foundation of a house is not considered part of the house, it's the foundation. So too is Emunah the mamid of Kol HaTorah Kulo, but it's not part, and therefore it's like the foundation. I saw another pshat from the Yitav Ponim. He says, we know the pasuk says, we say the pasuk often, Eitz Chaim hi l'machzikim ba. The people who support those that learn Torah are the ones that are mamid. They're the supporters of the Torah. And we're learning in the Gemara here that hakol ha'olach achar ha'mamid. So that's why Eitz Chaim hi l'machzikim ba. People who support those that learn Torah, they are the mamidim of the Torah. And since they're the mamidim of the Torah, that's why they get so much schar. Dimrei Chaim says that the Gemara Masech the Brachos, Daf Vav Amebei says, Ein Amida Ela Tfila. What does that mean? The main thing that a Jew has is Tfila, that he could daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it comes out that Tfila is the mamid for our existence. That's why the Gemara Masech the Brachos says, Ein Amida Ela Tfila. We began the shiur today with a question. Is a signet ring a piece of jewelry or not? Rav Amar, Rav says, and we had the Mishnah Kalim, which clearly indicates that a ring, whether it does or doesn't have a choysim, is a piece of jewelry. So how do we reconcile that with our Mishnah? Let's start them telling. The way to understand the Mishnah in Masechta Kalim is as follows. Yesh lo choysim, when the ring has a signet, tachshet ish, it's a tachshet for men. Ein ala choysim, when it doesn't have a seal, it's a tachshet isha. A third way of reconciling the two Mishnayos. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, Tumah Shabbos Karamis. The Mishnah in Masechta Kelim is focused on Hilchas Tumah. The Mishnah Masechta Shabbos obviously is focused on Hilchas Shabbos. Tumah, when it comes to Tumah, the Torah's point is Kli Masa Amrachmana. Anything that's a Keli. And whether it has a choysim or doesn't have a choysim, it's a keli. And therefore, it's mekabel tumah. However, when we speak about Hilchas Shabbos, mishamasi amrachmana, what we're focused in this perek is what is considered a masui and what is not considered a masui. Mishamasi amrachmana, ein ala choysim. And therefore, the Mishnah teaches us that when it doesn't have this seal, it's a tachshit, and technically a woman may wear it on Shabbos, if not for this Rabbanon that we're discussing in this entire perek, when it has the seal, as far as women are concerned, at that point, it's considered a masui, and if a woman should wear that on Shabbos, she would be chayv chatas for carrying on Shabbos. We learned further in the Mishnah, v'loi b'machet she'en in the kuva. One may not go out, a woman may not go on Shabbos with a needle that doesn't have piercing in it. Ask the Gemara, I don't understand. L'may chazya, what could you do with such a ring? With such a needle? Since it's not a tachshit, it should be considered a masui and be chayv chatas. That's the way Rashi and Tosfos learned this Gemara. I saw that the Pnei Yeshua and the Rosh Yosef, however, learned the Gemara differently. They agree that you're certainly not chayiv if you put a pin into your clothing, because that's not the way you normally carry a pin. The pin is normally carried in your hand. The question is, why, if it's not a tachshit, the Mishnah should have mentioned it together with the other situations that are a tachshit. Why is this mentioned here? Answers the Gemara. Am Rabbi Yosef, hoil v'isha geres beisara. A woman uses it to, if a hair is sticking out, small strands of hair are sticking out, so she uses it to push that hair back in. That's the way Rashi learns. Tosfos learns that just the opposite. She puts this pin on her hair to prevent hair from going out of its place. So ask the Gemara, if that's the purpose of this pin, Amalei Abaya, that they can be as Tahira. The halacha is that if a woman wears a garter, which is there to keep her stockings up, she's allowed to wear it. So why is the halacha that she's not allowed to wear this pin if it's there to keep her hair in place? Says the Gemara, El Tegmer of Adonai Shor Kameh Reb Yosef, Hoyel v'isha chalekes basara. This pin is used to comb her hair and to keep her hair combed, and that's the purpose of this pin, according to Rashi's pshat. Ask the Gemara, but on Shabbos she's not allowed to do this. So, Lamai Chazia, why she could be wearing a pin? You're not allowed to comb your hair on Shabbos. Tosfos doesn't like Rashi's pshat, because Tosfos says, we learned the Gemara a few blad ago, that combing your hair, according to Reb Shimon, who holds a dovish and a miskavin, is mutter, if it's not a psik reisha that the hair is going to come out. So the Megine Shloima, in defending Rashi's pshat, says that we're going to learn later in the Masecht on Daft Sadik Dalar Abin Beis, that sometimes creating a hair fashion is also because pekeses, it's considered binyan. And even if there's no concern with combing the hair, that you're going to tear out hair, they still have this consideration. So if that's the case, what could the pin be used for? Amar Rava, responds Rava, Tav Shazav Yesh La Roisha. A woman, this needle had a bar of gold on one of its ends. B'chol, during the week, it was used to chalekes basar, to comb a hair, to part a hair. B'Shabbos, when you're not allowed to comb your hair, but on Shabbos, women would wear jewelry. Menicha kedeket pedachta, she would take the part that was sharp, she would stick into her hat, and the gold bar she would put in front of her head as a piece of jewelry. And now, we understand why Chazal said she shouldn't wear this needle on Shabbos, because even though it's a piece of jewelry, as we've been learning throughout this entire parak, Chazal didn't want women to wear the jewelry on Shabbos, the concern that they may take it off and show it to a friend. Continues the Mishnah in teaching us, Lo'yetze ish b'sandal ha-masumar. A man's not allowed to wear a sandal ha-masumar on Shabbos. We're going to spend a good part, the rest of the shiur, discussing the halacha of the sandal ha-masumar. Next halacha, v'lo'y b'yachid. A man may not go out wearing a sandal, wearing one shoe. Bizmanch ein barag lamaka. When he doesn't have a wound on his foot. If he has a wound on his foot, because if somebody goes just with one shoe, people are going to say that, are going to look at him, what are you wearing one shoe? And he may come to take off that shoe. But if he's wearing only one shoe, because the other foot never has, there's something on that other foot. So now people are not going to say anything. They're going to realize that he's doing that because his other foot he can't wear a shoe on. And therefore, the halacha is that he could wear one shoe if he has a wound. So I saw that the chroinim of a dayik, why does the Mishnah say, bizman she'ein b'ragloi maka? The Mishnah says, it should have said, ein b'ragloi maka. So I saw that the Sefer Chodesh Ha'aviv, interestingly, answers as follows. He says that if the person, let's say, started Shabbos without a makkah, and then during Shabbos, he got a makkah, or vice versa. He started Shabbos without a makkah, with a makkah, and then during the course of Shabbos, he got a makkah. Whatever the circumstances are, it depends what are the circumstances right now. If right now he has a makkah, he could walk out with one shoe. And if right now he doesn't have a makkah, then he may not wear one shoe. So I saw a very interesting shaila that the Shaila of Tshuva, Sasaris Tshuva, discusses. We're learning about different jewelry that a woman may wear, may not wear. What's the halacha that about jewelry that's fake jewelry? A woman has jewelry with a stone in it, but it's not a real stone. And could a woman wear such jewelry on Shabbos? So he says that we're learning in our entire perek that a woman's not allowed to wear jewelry on Shabbos, for we are concerned that she may take off the jewelry and show it to her friend. What type of jewelry do we have that concern? On real jewelry. So somebody has a beautiful, expensive piece of jewelry, that's where we have to be concerned. But if it's a fake, so nobody's going to show off a fake, it should be mutter to wear it, because there's no concern of show off. But then he says, maybe just the opposite. Since it's not real, her friends will recognize that this is not a real piece of jewelry. She will be embarrassed and she'll take it off. And that should be the reason she shouldn't be allowed to wear that piece of jewelry. And he says, what's a raya that the concern that people will laugh at her is to be taken into consideration? The din that we just learned in our Mishnah. We just learned the din in our Mishnah that a person's not allowed to walk out on Shabbos wearing only one shoe, because there's a concern that if he's only wearing one shoe, people will laugh at him because he's only wearing one shoe and he may take that off. So too should be the case with the fake jewelry. But then he says, you can't compare the two situations. He says as follows. There are many people that wear fake jewelry. And since there are many people that wear fake jewelry, and they don't care. So people aren't necessarily embarrassed by wearing fake jewelry. And therefore, somebody's going to say to her, you know, your jewelry isn't real. It wouldn't be a reason for her to take off the jewelry. But nobody walks around wearing one shoe. And since nobody walks around wearing one shoe, a person who's only wearing one shoe, people are going to laugh at him and he'll take off that shoe. He also includes in the heter, we've discussed this previously, he includes in his heter the fact that our rishuyos, we don't really have a real rishus rabbim. The rishus that we have is essentially a carmelis. And since it's essentially a carmelis, we could be more lenient. Continues the Mishnah. The halacha is, v'lo b'tefillin, a person may not wear tefillin on Shabbos, because on Shabbos we don't wear tefillin, and you're going to come to take it off. V'lo b'kameya b'zman she'enem in a mumcha. A kameya that isn't made by somebody who has a track record, or that this kameya has a track record, that it works, may not be worn on Shabbos. So the Sfas Emes asks, why is it a masui or not? So he says, beautiful pshat. He quotes the Magen Avraham. On one hand, you're not chayiv chatas for wearing such a kameya, because this person thinks that this may help. But on the other hand, since it doesn't, it's not guaranteed to work, Chazal said, so really, midaraisa, if this person's wearing it because he thinks it could help him, even though it's enem in a mumcha, he should be allowed to wear it. Chazal were the ones that said midrabanon that you should not wear it. They made it into a masi midrabanon. They said, we don't want you to wear things unless we know that there's a real purpose to wear it. V'loi b'shirin, you're not allowed to wear armor. V'loi b'kazda is a helmet. V'loi b'gafayim are shin guards. All of the reasons, because it maris ayin, that they're going to think that he's going to war on Shabbos. On Shabbos, obviously, you're not allowed to go out to war unless it's sakonas nefashos. V'myotza, but all these situations that we learned, ain't a chayiv chatas, there is no chiv deraisa, because really they are a malbush. So we began with the halacha about a sandal masumer. Let's talk about the sandal masumer. The sandal masumer is a shoe that had nails on it. And the Mishnah is teaching us that this type of shoe may not be worn on Shabbos. And ask the Gemara, why not? What's wrong with the shoe? It's a shoe. Amishmu, says the Gemara, the people, the shoe may not be worn because there was a story that there was a gzeira against the Jewish people. And they were hiding in a cave. Vamru, and they said to the people that were staying in the cave, Hanichnas Yikonis, whoever wants to enter the cave may enter the cave. Vayotze el yotze. And whoever is and whoever came in may not go out. Nepal sandal shel echad. So the way I saw the Rishonim explain this Gemara is in most shoes you could tell what is the front of the shoe and what is the back of the shoe. In this sandal hamasumer, you couldn't tell what was the front and what was the back. And because they couldn't tell what was the front and what was the back, so it looked like somebody left. Nepal sandal shel echad. And it looked like somebody left. They thought that one of the people in the cave ran out and their place of hiding will be discovered. And they were worried that the enemy will see them leaving and they'll be attacked. And therefore, they panicked. They started killing each other. More than the enemy would have ever killed them, this panic and this pushing killed many people. Rabbi Eloi ben Loza Amar, a different reason. They were sitting in the cave, hiding in the cave. And they heard sounds on top of the Ma'ara. They thought they were being attacked. They thought that the sound on top of the cave, because the enemy was, the people walking on top of the cave wore the sandal masumer that makes a big noise when you walk with it. And therefore they panicked. Again, the panic killed them. Rami ben Yecheskel Amar, the base of Knesses, they were sitting in the shul. They heard a sound from the back of the shul, and they thought that what was that sound in the back of the shul? They thought they were, the enemy was coming to attack them, and then they panicked to run out. That's when Chazal made this gzeira that al yetsi odo b'sandal masumer, that you don't have to go, that you don't go out with a sandal masumer. And as of course the Yerushalmi says, this story happened when there was a decree on Klal Yisrael. But once there was a decree, even though it was only B'shas HaShmad, it stayed forever, as we're going to learn. The Sfasemis, interesting, makes a diuk. He says it's not necessarily that these three versions disagree. That it could be that all three things happened. And once they happened, they remain. The Yerushalmi asks another question. He says that, yes, there was a reason to make this type of decree when Klal Yisrael were in Tzaris with the enemies, when people wore sandal and masumer, but why does it continue forever? Says the Yerushalmi that once a gzeira is made, the gzeira remains forever. So once Chazal instituted the gzeira that you're not allowed to wear a sandal masumer, even if the reason for that gzeira is no longer here, the gzeira remains. But ask the Gemara, Ihochi, if that's the reason, b'chol nami litzer. So why is a sandal masumer only also to be worn on Shabbos? It should be also during the week as well. Answers the Gemara, Masiki Hava, the story that happened, b'Shabbos Hava, happened on Shabbos. And since it happened on Shabbos, when Chazal made the Gzeira, they made the Gzeira like it happened the way it was then. So the Taz takes this a step further. He says the Beis Yosef mentions a minig that one should cover the knives on one's table before saying Birchas Hamazon. And Rabbeinu Simcha writes that the reason for this minig is that once there was a person when saying Birchas Hamazon was saying Bnei Yerushalayim, and this person felt so distressed over the Churban Habayis that he took a knife and stabbed himself. So from there began the minig that you have to remove the knives from the table before you say Birchas Hamazon. Says the Beis Yosef that since this story happened during the week, it only during the week that you have to take off the knives, not on Shabbos. Why? If you're worried that this is going to happen when somebody says Birchas Hamazon, so then we say Birchas Hamazon, we say Bnei Yerushalayim on Shabbos as well, says the Taz, based on our Gemara. The Taz says that the minig was, since the story happened during the week, so that's when the minig was established only for during the weekdays. The Rava says that the reason the minig, the Rava says a whole different pshat in the Gemara. The Rava says that the reason Chazal said you're not allowed to wear the sandal Masumar on Shabbos was Chazal were concerned that somebody will see the sandal Masumar, will get all upset. Because he'll remember the story that our Gemara is quoting that happened with the sandal Masumar. So in order to prevent people on Shabbos, and we're going to talk about Yontav in a moment, we don't want anybody to get upset. So that's why on Shabbos and Yontav, Chazal instituted, don't wear a sandal Masumar. And that's why I saw a beautiful pshat. When we say, we'd say on Shabbos, we say, Shloi say, Tzara v'yogoyin v'yoyim m'nuchaseinu. Why do we say that on Shabbos? We don't say such a tefillah during the week. But according to Ritva, it's very gishmak. Because our, on Shabbos, we don't want to do anything that, not only should we not have tzaras, of course we should never have tzaras, but it's more than that. On Shabbos, we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we shouldn't even come to do or say anything that could bring distress to us. Just like the Ritva says, we don't wear the sandal on the summer on Shabbos because it could remind us of tzaras. This, as I said, the Yerushalmi has this discussion as well. And when the Yerushalmi asked this question, that if this is the concern with the sandal on the summer, so you shouldn't be allowed to wear a sandal or Masumar even during the weekdays, says the Yerushalmi a very interesting teretz. The Yerushalmi says, and nobody knows exactly how to learn the Yerushalmi, she'ein derech b'nei adam liyas lem shnei zugas sandalim ech l'shavas v'ech l'chol. People don't have two pairs of shoes. The Kavan Adam explains, pshat in the Yerushalmi, that people only have one pair of shoes for Shabbos and during the week. And therefore, if you're not going to be allowed to wear these shoes on Shabbos, automatically you won't wear them during the week because you only have one pair of shoes that you wear for Shabbos and during the week. Others, however, learn the Pnei Moshe, learns the Yerushalmi just the opposite. The Pnei Moshe learns Pshat in the Yerushalmi that don't people have two different pairs of shoes? People have two different pairs of shoes, and therefore, the Yerushalmi's teretz, according to Pnei Moshe, is the same teretz as our Gemara. That since they have two pairs of shoes, they have Shabbos shoes and weekday shoes, and the story that's being said in our Gemara is a story that the Gemara is referring to happened on Shabbos. So the Gezeirah was made only for Shabbos. So these two pshatim really open up a question. The Gemara later in our Masechta, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amin Aleph, teaches us, Shaloi melbushcha shel Shabbos kemelbushcha shel chol. On Shabbos, you have to have different Shabbos clothing. I saw that the Gra was so makbid on this halacha that the yarmulke, not only the yarmulke that he wore on Shabbos, but even the yarmulke that he slept with was different on Shabbos than he did during the week. So now, but the question is, are shoes included in that halacha as not? So the Shailos HaTshuvos, Rav Pa'alim, brings a raya from the brachas that we make every day why you don't have to have special Shabbos shoes. He says, every day we make in the Birchas HaShachar the Bracha Malbush Arumim. The Bracha Malbush Arumim is thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the clothes that we have. Then we make another Bracha, Shosli Kotsarki, which is on the shoes. If the shoes are included in the clothing, says the Rav Palim, then you shouldn't have to make a special Bracha on shoes. So we see that the shoes are not included in the clothing. Another Raya that I saw the Achroinim give. The Achroinim give a Raya because the halacha is that that going barefoot is not considered like you're not wearing clothing. So we see that Orim means only not clothing. Yachaf means barefoot. And we see that these are two very different concepts. But the way we're learning, this question is really dependent on the machloikis of the Karmana Oda and the Pnei Moshe and how to learn Pshat in that Yerushalmi. But ask the Gemara, if the entire reason you may not wear shoes, the sandal masumer, is because the story where Chazal made the Gzeira happened on Shabbos, so ask the Gemara, B'yontav Lishteri, so in Yontav where this story didn't happen, you should be allowed to wear the sandal masumer. Ask the Gemara, Lama Tanan, why does the Mishnah Masech Debi teaches us, Avol loy sandal masander, you're not allowed to wear a sandal masumer in Yontav, V'loy monel she'en etofa b'yontav, nor may you not wear a shoe that's not sewn properly, because we're going to learn, you may come to take that off. So, answers the Gemara. The Shabbos Maitama. What's the reason that Shabbos Nala to wear the sandal in the summer? Says the Gemara, because people gather at that time. Says the Gemara, Yontif, Nami Kiknufya. So to an Yontif, people gather. And therefore, Yontif and Shabbos are very similar. So says the Gemara, if the point is whenever people gather, you're not allowed to wear a sandal but summer, so ask the Gemara, Tanat Sibri Kiknufya, they used to gather all together on a public fast day. And Litzer, it should therefore be also to wear sandal but summer on a Tanat Sibri. Answers the Gemara, Masaka Hava, the story with the sandal but summer that we quoted, says, B'Knufya Di Surah, it was on Shabbos, which is a day where you're not allowed to, where you gather together, and it's also to do melacha. Hacha, but on a fast day, knufya, indeed people gather together, but they're teruhu. It's a day that you're allowed to work. And since it's a day that you're allowed to work, that's why it's not similar to Shabbos or Yontif. And in fact, based on this, says the Rosh Yosef, on Chol HaMoed, you would be allowed to wear a sandal in the summer, because it's not like Shabbos and Yontif. You're allowed to do some work on Chol HaMoed, says the Gemara. But Filler Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva that says that whenever Chazal make a Gzeira, it has to be exactly like the story that they made the Gzeira about. That Chazal made a Gzeira about Yarden of Svinu Kamaisa Shahaya, that you're not allowed to transport the Mechatis and the Eifachatis, may not be transported on a boat, because they once transported over a boat, over the Yarden, and then they discovered a kezias of a mace stuck in the floor of that boat, and the mechatis and the efechatis got tamei and posel. The halach is that it's only on the Yarden and only in a boat. So you see, kamaisa shahaya. Still, he would say that yontif, you may not wear a sandal masunna. Why? The Yarden is different than all other rivers. And since the Yarden is different than all other rivers, so when they made Xer, they made the Xer on the Yarden and not on any other rivers. Aval Yontav and Shabbos Kadadininu. Yontav and Shabbos are extremely similar. The Tanan, for indeed the Mishnah Masechta Megillah teaches us, Ein ben Yontav l'Shabbos al oichel nefesh bavad. And since Yontav and Shabbos are so very similar, a gzeira that was made for Shabbos will also apply to Yontav. Says the Gemara in discussing the sandal hamasumer. Says the Gemara, Amar Yehuda amishmu loy shano el chazik. When are the sandal hamasumer osur? When the nails are put there to strengthen the shoes. Avol noy. If the purpose of the nails are just for decoration, mutter. The kamlanoi. So now the question is, how much is Lanoi? And the Ritva says it has to be obvious that it was put there for Noi. And furthermore, says the Sfas Emes, that when we're being makel for Noi, it's only if that was the original intent in putting in those nails. But if it was put, if those nails were put in originally lechazik, and then afterwards you decided to use it lanoi, it can't, it's too late. The kamelanoi, so how many nails do we, if they only has this amount of nails, it's obvious that it's only the lanoi. Rabbi Yochanan Amar chamish bezeh v'chamish bezeh, five in each shoe. Chanin Amar shev bezeh v'shev bezeh, seven in each shoe. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan l'Rav Shimon ba'Abba, Asbaloch, I'm going to explain these shitas. Lididoch, according to you that says five nails are permitted, what are the five nails? Shtayim mikan, two nails on each side of the shoe. Vachas betrusayisov, one by the straps. Rav Chanina, sholosh mikan, three on each side of the shoe. Vachas trusayisov, and one by the straps. Meisvei, ask the Gemara, it says in a brisa, sandal hanoita, if you have a shoe that doesn't have an even sole, it's leaning to one side, oisloi sheva, you'll have to make seven nails to sort of straighten it out. Divrei Reb Nosson, Rebbe mata b'shloish esrei, Rebbe says you'll have to have 30 nails. Bishlamo Reb Chanina, this brisa is understandable according to Reb Chanina, who the amah Reb Nosson. He also at Reb Nosson. That Reb Nosson says seven. Reb Chanina and Reb Nosson hold seven. Reb Yochanan, according to Reb Yochanan, Dama Kaman, everybody says he could use more than five. Reb Yochanan only allowed five. Answers the Gemara. Reb Yochanan's opinion follows Reb Noi, Reb Naharoi. Who Dama Reb Naharoi? The Tanya, Reb Naharoi Aimer, Chomish Mutter. Five nails are permitted, the sheva also, but seven are not. Says the Gemara, Amalei Eifel Rabba Babachana. Eifel said to Rabba Babachana, At the Tamidin Rabbi Yochanan, you who are Tamidin Rabbi Yochanan, Ovid Rabbi Yochanan, you should follow Rabbi Yochanan's opinion and only allow five nails. Anan, Nevid Rabbi Chanina. We're going to follow the opinion of Rabbi Chanina that says even seven nails. Bamanei Rav Hunam Rav Ashi, Chamish Mahu. What's the halacha with five nails on a sandal on a summer? Amalei, I feel a sheva mutter. Even seven are permissible. So then he asked them, Teishamai, and what's going to be the halacha with nine nails? So he said to him, I feel a shmein asur, even seven are asur. The point that he's trying to make was trying to show that seven is the limit. Continues the Gemara. Bavanei humer at Sanamir of Ami. There was a shoemaker that asked Rav Ami, Tofra bin Bifnim. If he sewed the shoe on the inside of the sandal, he put a piece of soft leather into the sandal to sew it into the place. He could wear such a shoe on Shabbos or not. Amalei mutter. V'lo yodana maitama. But I don't know why he said it's mutter. Amar Rav Ashi. V'lo yodana maitama. You don't know why? Keeping the tofra bifnim. If it's sewn in the inside, it's havelei minel. It's a shoe. And the shoe doesn't have the same din as a sandal. And all of the halachas that we're learning in our shir, the sandal goes away rabbonon. Only by a sandal did Chazal make a gzera, the minol goes away rabbonon. Bamine Rav Abba bar Zavda, Rav Abba bar Avina. Also come in kalbus. If he made the nails like a tong, that means they're bent over. What is the halacha? Is that considered a sandal masumah or not? Amalei, if the nails aren't straight, it's mutter. And it manami, Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, also come in kalbus is mutter. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Sheshes, chifu kula b'mesmaris. If the entire sandal has nails all around it, and the reason that was done, kadesh loite karka achlosoi, that it shouldn't get ruined by the ground that you're stepping on, then you're allowed to wear it that way. And says the Gemara, Tanya kavosei de Rabbi Sheshes. There's a brisa that supports this opinion. The brisa says, Lo yetze ish besandal hamasumer. A person shouldn't go outside Shabbos wearing a sandal hamasumer. Lo yital mibayis lebayis. He shouldn't even go from one home to another home in the same chatzar, v'afilu l'mita l'mita, you shouldn't even go from one bed to another bed wearing the sandal mesumer. And as the Rishonim explained, Chazal didn't want them to wear the sandal mesumer under any circumstances, for they were concerned that if you're going to wear them in the house, you may come to wear them outdoors. You could carry them to use as a cover on a keli, listen by karamita, or to support the bed, the legs of the bed. Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon Oyser. Rav Shimon Elazar says that, again, he says we're concerned that you shouldn't wear the sandal in the summer. And because Chazal was so concerned that you shouldn't wear the sandal in the summer, they didn't let you wear it under any circumstances. Nosh the roi mesumer oysef. And most of the nails fell out. And the four or five nails still there, mutter. You could wear it. Rebbe mater at sheva. You could, even if it has seven nails. If there's a piece of leather on the bottom of the sole, the kovle smurs melmala, and the nails are on top of the shoe, mutter. That's not considered a sandal on a summer, and that's why it's not usur. Also come in kalbus. If you took the nails and you bent them over, or come in tas, they were made flat like a bar, or come in yosed, they were made not, again, your standard shape, or you have nails around the entire sandal, and you do this in order that the ground should not ruin your shoe, in all these cases, mutter. Ask the Gemara, hago fukasha. Let's understand the braisa. I'm at Nosh Roy Mesoroysov. If most of the nails fell out, Avgad Ishtai Betuvai, as long as you have many nails, as long as less than half of the nails remain, it's Mutvadatan Arba Chamashin, Tfeiloi. So how many nails may it have? Answers the Gemara, Omer Shesh Lakasha. When the Brisa said that even if there are many nails, as it's Mutta, as long as more than half have fallen out, it's when nigmumu, where they just were worn out and they became level with the shoe. When they were nekru, when they were completely taken out, so people don't realize that this shoe had many nails, and they see a sandal with many nails, then it's usur, unless it only has the amount that we're learning in our shir may have. The Braisa says, Arba Chamesh Mutar. So the Gemara asks the obvious question. If you have five nails, it's mutter. So four nails are certainly mutter. And Taisus goes into the discussion when the Gemara asks such a question, when the Gemara speaks this way, and when the Gemara doesn't. Omer of Chizda, arba mesandal cotton, by a small shoe, you can only have four nails. Chomesh mesandal cotton, by a big shoe, you could have five nails. Rebbe Mata at Shemba. Rebbe says, even seven nails. Ask the Gemara, seven nails? For Tanya, we learned on a braisa, Rebbe Mata at Shloish Esri. Rebbe lets you have 30 nails. Answers the Gemara, that's the case, Noitishani, where it's not even the sole, and you're putting the nails to even out the sole, there you can have more nails. Says the Gemara, Hashtadosus Lahoki, that when the sole is uneven, the halach is different. Rabbi Yochanan Noitkasha, that where it says here seven, Rabbi Yochanan had said five, because Noitishani, when it's not an even sole, the halacha is different. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Masna, Vamalei Amar Rav Vekdumi, Vamasna Amar Rav Masna, and Halacha Rav Elazar Rav Shimon. Rav Elazar Rav Shimon was very machmer, that you can't carry the sandal on a summer under any circumstances, even if you just wanted to use it to support your bed. That's not the halacha. Ask the Gemara, Pshita, Yochav Rabim, Halacha Rabim. We have a cloud called Tarakul, that we follow the Rabim. So the Rabbanon, who are the Rabbim, are arguing on Rav Elazar Rav Shimon, and of course we don't paskin like him. Answers the Gemara, Matatema, Mistabra Tamad Rav Elazar Rav Shimon Baha. Here Rav Elazar Rav Shimon makes sense, because he's explaining that you're not allowed to wear it because you're not allowed to use it because you may come to wear it. Kamash Malan, that even though his reasoning makes a lot of sense, we don't paskin that way. Arav Chia, Ilav de Karle Bavli Shiroi Isurei. If not that I'm concerned that I'm from Bavel and I'm a very big and I'm very lenient, Sharina Betuva, I would be lenient even with more nails. The Kama, how many nails would you allow? But for Disa Amrin, Eser Arba, he would have allowed 24 nails. But Sera Amrin, he would have let Eser Tartum, 22 nails. Aram Nachum Yitzchak, the Simonach, to remember, Ad the Osman Pimadisa Lasur, if you were traveling from Bavel to Etzisrael, they would first go through Pabadisa and then through Sura. And during that trip from Pabadisa to Sura, your shoes would get worn out. So you started with 24 nails in Pabadisa. By the time you got to Sura, you would be Chosatati, you would be missing two nails and be down to 22.